Labor's Lammy Hale song lyrics describing white shame, evil ancestry. By Jack Montgomery on September 15, 2019. Labor's David Lammy MP has shared song lyrics describing the shame of being a white male, and the evil of their ancestry. Deep lyrics just dropped by Sam Fender, tweeted the former Minister of State for Culture, quoting the following excerpt from the BBC-endorsed singer-songwriter's white privilege track. The patriarchy is real, the proof is here in my song. I'll sit and mansplain every detail of the things it does wrong. 'Cause I'm a white male, full of shame. My ancestry is evil, and their evil is still not gone. The Labour MP, who was born in London to Guyanese migrants, capped the excerpt with an emoji of a black fist punching to the right. The song also appears to take aim at Brexit, with the lines "Don't wanna hear about Brexit, them old CSF ked up our exit. My generation was duped, the youth were left out of the loop." Lammy was distraught by the vote to leave the European Union, becoming one of the first parliamentarians to agitate for the advisory, non-binding referendum not to be rerun but simply cancelled outright by MPs, pleading, "Wake up. We do not have to do this. We can stop this madness through a vote in Parliament." Lammy's seeming endorsement of the song's sentiments was challenged by BBC interrogator-in-chief Andrew Neil, one of the few senior journalists at the publicly funded broadcaster with a background in right-leaning journalism, asking, "So let me get this right, David, all white people have an evil ancestry and, as a consequence, are still evil?" Lammy did not respond to Neil directly, but the lyrics received a defense of sorts from Jonathan Leese of British Influence, an anti-Brexit pressure group once spearheaded by Peter Mandelson and Ken Clark, who suggested that the lyric presumably refers to the evil of white supremacy which produced the slave trade and colonialism and is alive and well to this day. So where do white people enslave others today? And in the past were white supremacists, sick, the only enslavers and colonizers? Neil replied. In fact, the British Empire played a key role in ending Atlantic slave trade, abolishing it not just domestically but arming a Royal Navy squadron to put a stop to it internationally, at significant cost in both money and lives. Britain also played a key role in putting down the centuries-old North African slave trade and European Christians, including Britons who were captured both at sea and in raids on the British coast, and in curbing the extensive but little-remarked predations of Arab slavers in East Africa. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.